Opinions expressed by talk show hosts or callers on KWRO AM 630 do not necessarily represent or express the opinions of the staff and management of KWRO AM 630 or Bicoastal Media LLC, its sponsors and subsidiaries. And now, ladies and gentlemen, broadcasting live from the palatial Bicoastal Media Studios high atop the Hall Building in beautiful downtown Coos Bay, it's the Jim Bice Show. Here he is, Jim Bice, the guy everyone hates to love.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Jim Bice Show. It is Monday. I know, first day of the week, it sucks, right? But you know, at least I'm here to brighten your day, I hope. We got a lot of stuff I want to talk about today. I want to talk a little bit about our economy, which really does suck. I want to talk about Wienergate, Wiener's Wiener, and what's happening on that, in case you haven't heard. If you're one of those people that exclusively gets your news from the Daily Garbage Can Liner, you don't know a thing about it. So I'm going to talk about that. I want to talk about our president's violation of the War Powers Act. Now, I know, don't get upset. I know that our president would never violate the law. But, you know, this is something questionable that we need to talk about. And then, of course, down in San Francisco, arguably the most liberal city on the entire planet, they want to ban circumcision. And wait until we get into that and some of the silly reasons they've got for doing it. And, of course, our state legislature, all the wonderful things they're doing to us up there. Not for us, to us. So we got a lot to cover. Today's a very special day in history, though. I'm sure most of you probably know about what it is.
Is it your birthday?
Not yet.
Oh, so it's not that special.
Yeah, I won't be 39 until August.
Oh, gotcha. All right. Oh,
okay.
So which anniversary of the 39th? No, just kidding.
Don't be a smart aleck, Daryl. You know, that's the problem with having a smart aleck producer. He breaks in and comes up with all this stuff that is totally irrelevant, right?
Completely irrelevant.
Yes. Okay. Anyway, what I want to do, I have four tickets to the Texaco Country Showdown. We gave away some tickets here a couple weeks ago. The next showdown date will be June 23rd. It's going to be at the Red Lion Inn, and it's going to be the preliminaries. They've been through the qualifying rounds now, the open auditions, the qualifying rounds. Now they're going to have the preliminaries. I want to tell you, folks, there's some really good talent in this area. Some of these people, they almost give you goosebumps as good as they are. You really don't expect it. But we've got some great people here. And, of course, this country showdown, if they win, they can go on to win like a $100,000 recording contract out of Nashville. So it's a big deal. And the next round, the preliminary round, will be June 23rd. I have four tickets to give away, and I'm going to give those away to the first caller that calls me at 541-267-2124 and can tell me the significance of today in history. So 541-267-2124, first caller gets four tickets to the Colgate or the Texaco Country Showdown. Last year it was a Colgate Country Showdown. This year it's a Texaco Country Showdown. Who knows, maybe next year it'll be the Jim Bice Country Showdown. No, not really. I don't have that much money. Anyway, I guess phone's ringing and Daryl's writing, such as it is. So apparently we have a winner. For those of you that didn't call, of course, obviously, today is the anniversary of D-Day, June 6, 1944, when the Allied forces invaded Normandy on the European continent. Some people consider it the turning point of World War II. It really wasn't the turning point, but it was the first time we had a significant toehold in Europe on the continent. And from there, we proceeded on through France and into Germany And eventually Adolf offed himself, and the Russians came in and caused all sorts of problems that led to the Cold War. But enough said on that, but it is a significant day in history. Excuse me. I do have with me in the studio today a guest, and talking about talent in our area. You know, we've got a lot of pretty neat people here with a lot of creative talent, and I never cease to be impressed, because maybe because I don't have any talent. I don't know. You know, I can't sing, I can't dance, I don't know what I do well. Maybe I talk on the radio, but I don't know how well I do that either. That's up to you. But on my webpage, www.coosnews.com, there's a page on there for local authors, because we have quite a number of authors in this area that have written some really interesting books. And I have one of those authors here. His name's Art Spinella. He's written a series of books. The hero is a guy named Drago. But what's neat about it is it's set in Coos County. In fact, Drago, the hero, lives in Bandon, which I thought was kind of a neat deal. Anyway, Art has a new book coming out, the third in the series, and I'm going to let Art kind of tell you what it's about. Give us a little of your background, how you came to write the Drago series, and where we're going with it.
My pleasure. It's kind of a... I was also in radio, and I actually did work for KWRO many years ago, to begin with.
That's too bad.
I know. That's what I thought, too. And then I met Daryl, and then I was really sorry that...
Well, you got to remember.
Had some history in
you
this.
You got to remember, everything that's ever happened, everything negative in the world is Daryl's fault.
Well, I'm happy to blame him.
Well, yeah, everybody else does. So join the bandwagon.
The mystery series started as kind of a hobby of sorts, because my background is journalism.
Uh-huh.
My background has always been, doing things like radio and writing a lot. We have an economic analysis company.
Okay.
And we look at many of your favorite topics, a lot of the economy, how people spend the money they have, if they have any.
Yeah, around here it's questionable.
Around here, it's an issue. And long story short, had an operation sitting around thinking, now what am I going to do sitting here, because I have to sit here for so long for a few months.
Right.
So I decided to write a book, which is something I've always wanted to do anyway, and get out of the typical journalism stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the first Drago book came from. A friend of mine had his Harley motorcycle stolen right out from under him, literally.
Really?
And nobody ever figured out how it was done.
Huh.
So I kind of just came up with a way of doing it. Anyway, the first one.
So you're actually a closet crook then, right?
Okay. Well, at least you didn't call me a closet politician, which would have been the same.
Well, I wouldn't insult anybody that way, except maybe some liberal.
Yeah, and so. You're right. All of the characters are in Coos County.
Uh-huh.
All of the mysteries start in Coos County, but they wind up going international in many cases. There's always an economic component in it. The two main characters are certainly right of center, so they
okay.
They
so they got to be real heroes.
Well, they're real heroes. Yeah. They do things with common sense.
Oh my God.
Not necessarily emotion. And that's really kind of the hook. The second book dealt with the forest industry to a certain degree, and the third one is kind of a mystery about a ghost paddle wheeler on the Coquille River, and it gets into some of the history of the Coquille River, starting in Coquille all the way down to Bandon,
right?
In the 1800s as well as the 1900s.
So actually, then. What you're saying is your hero is somewhat reminiscent of Clive Cussler's heroes.
Yeah, Clive Cussler was always one of my favorites, and I always loved the way he did books. The big turning point for me was that my folks would always, on every Saturday morning, would take me to J.L. Hudson's in Detroit. I was raised in Detroit, and I could buy a book.
Oh.
And so that was the thing that they insisted that I read something, and
right.
That was the way they did it. And, of course, it starts with the Hardy Boys and Tom Swift and all of those. And eventually that turned into Mickey Spillane and
Richard S. Prather, Edward S. Arons.
John D. McDonald, all of those kinds of books. And it just evolved from there. Television, for the most part, I watched the same kinds of shows that I read about. And so I've always had kind of this bent towards those kinds of mysteries. And I've always found that one of the problems that we've always seen is that we don't see enough kids reading books.
Unfortunately, that's true. Of course, with our lack of education system, I question whether they can read anyway. Do you ever do any of your books in pictographs so our young people can read them?
That's not a bad idea. Do them in graphic novel style.
No kidding. I do need to take a short break here and hear from some of our commercial sponsors. So I want to remind everybody that if you'd like to join the conversation, if you got any questions or comments for Art, give us a call here, 541-267-2124. If you're outside the immediate calling area, you can give us a call at 800-507-5569. That's toll-free. And I do want to remind everybody that we're being streamed live on the web. You can get it in two places, either www.kwro.com, or you can go to my website, which is a wonderful website, by the way, if I do say so myself, www.coosnews.com, and quit chuckling, Daryl. anyway, we're going to take a short break, and I'll be right back.
Do your vehicle's brakes have you reaching for your ears? How about that? Sound familiar? But where do you get or those squealing brakes? Instead of, get on in to Tom and Giggs Auto Body, Muffler, and Brakes in Empire. Tom and Giggs has over 35 years of service knowledge and expertise. They're your complete brake and exhaust specialists. Now featuring spray-on bedliners by Permatech, guaranteed not to fade. Tom and Giggs Auto Body, Muffler, and Brakes on Schoenemann, across from 7-Eleven in Empire.
Stop in today to the all-new one-stop gun shop, Hole in the Wall Gun Shop in Coos Bay. Your area leader in quality firearms, Hole in the Wall Gun Shop proudly features the top brands of new and used handguns, hunting rifles, black rifles, antique and collectible guns, ammo, mace, and more. Gun cleaning and repair, expert advice, and handgun safety classes for concealed carry permits are offered too. So stop into Hole in the Wall Gun Shop across from Cumyon's on Highway 101 South in Coos Bay. We buy, sell, or trade.
Have you been feeling confused and bummed out about all the nonsense happening in the world today? Well, now there's help for you and others like you. The NLA, National Lobotomy Association, offers free-to-you, government-funded lobotomy so you too can be a liberal Democrat. This will alleviate the confusion of contradictory agendas and the guilt associated with constant media lies and deceptions. Just call 800-GET-DUMB. That's 800-GET-DUMB and become a liberal Democrat today.
We're back. It's the Jim Bice Show. There he is, Jim Bice.
Welcome back to the Jim Bice Show. Hey, Daryl asked me to say hello to Richard from Reedsport while you're up there poring over your QuickBooks and stuff. Apparently, we have a listener in Reedsport, so that brings us up to what now? Four or five?
No, five and a half.
Five and a half listeners.
There's the listener and a half in Brookings, one in Reedsport.
Okay.
Yeah, and then a couple, three here in town. So.
Wow. I don't know if I can handle all this notoriety.
Well, you're not going to have to worry about burning up bandwidth or people running their batteries down on their radios.
Thanks, Daryl. by the way.
Yes.
It is Monday.
It is Monday.
And the pyramid over across the street there in the old City Hall building's got their dollar tacos.
So we're going to do tacos today?
We're going to do tacos. And I think Art's going to join us.
Are you going to join us?
You betcha.
So are we extending an invitation for others if they want to come up and
say
hey?
We are extending an invitation. If you would like to come up and join the circus, stop up to the pyramid. It's in the old City Hall building right on Central in Coos Bay. Second floor. Come on upstairs. Dollar tacos. They are great tacos.
Yep, definitely.
I know Daryl can eat about 20 of them at once.
Just about, yeah.
Yeah, of course, you're kind of a puny little run anyway.
Withering on the vine.
You know, while I mentioned on the pyramid, they got something going on, too, that I wanted to mention. They've got a band up there. It's About Time Big Band. That's the name
cool.
of the band.
Okay? Yeah. Okay.
They're going to be playing there on Sunday, June 29th, from 2 to 5 p.m.
So it's a Wednesday night.
No, 29th. Sunday.
Sunday?
June 29th.
Okay. According to this calendar, it's a Wednesday.
Oh, well, then maybe I miscopied. I'll check it. But anyway.
It could be a liberal calendar. So
well, that could be.
I'll have to go find a conservative calendar somewhere and double check the date.
Well, whatever day it is, I'll clarify it. But it's going to be, I know it's a Sunday. It's going to be from 2 to 5 p.m. There is going to be a $7 cover charge. There's going to be food and drink available. It should be a good time. If you like that kind of music, and if you like to dance to that kind of music, it's going to be a great opportunity and a great way to spend a Sunday afternoon, you know?
Oh, definitely. A little swing, a little cha-cha-cha, a little fun. Yeah.
Yeah. You're going to go up and dance?
I definitely am going to check it out.
Okay.
Definitely going to check
it out. Well, I will probably do that as well. Anyway, I'll clarify the date, but it's going to be on a Sunday from 2 to 5. Okay.
Well, while you're doing this, I'll give Marcy a call and confirm the date real quick.
Yeah, why don't you do that?
I'll do that.
Confirm the date, and we'll come back. Anyway, I want to get back to Art Spinella here, talking about his series of books. I haven't had the opportunity to read your books yet. In fact, Art just presented me with copies of the first two books, which I will read because I thoroughly enjoy this type of reading. Being an avid researcher and information junkie, I spend hours and hours. On the average, I spend 7 to 8 hours a day reading for research purposes. And I need a form of escapism. And
that's the intention.
This is the type of thing I like to read. So yeah. I will be reading them. And the other thing I'm going to do, I will get information on these books posted on my website.
Oh, I appreciate that very much.
So that people know how to get a hold of them. I guess they're available for sale locally. They're on Amazon.com.
They're on Amazon. They're on Barnes & Noble.
Right.
You know, all of the e-book sites.
Yeah. Tell us a little more then about your characters and how you developed them.
Yeah, sure. Nick Drago is a family guy.
Okay.
Both of these guys are pure common sense. Nick worked the woods. He was a welder at one point, a bouncer at another point. He went to school and all, but most of the stuff that he does like everybody around here does.
Right.
Which is just plain old-fashioned common sense and knowing the difference between an arc welder and a tube of Elmer's glue.
Okay.
You know, I mean, that's the difference.
Yeah.
Sal, on the other hand, is kind of a mystery. We don't really know a lot about him, except that he has some. He also raised in Coos County,
mm-hmm.
but he has some history, and we don't know exactly what that history is. We get glimpses of it every once in a while.
Uh-huh.
He clearly is deferred to when there is government agencies involved.
Uh-huh.
So we don't know what his background really is, but he's kind of the right-hand guy, but
you know,
there are
that
times he takes advantage and really comes to the fore. And poor old Nick sometimes is just left wondering, you know, how did you know that?
You know, I find that interesting because that's kind of consistent with what's actually happening in Coos County. A lot of people aren't aware, but there are quite a number of former government people that live in Coos County, many of whom, if you try to do a background check, they didn't exist prior to their arrival
yeah.
here. I know some of them myself, and I know other people that know of others, and there's actually quite a few of those.
Yeah, there's an interesting mix in Coos County.
There is.
Yeah, and because it was or is both good and bad, a retirement area, a place where people can
right.
get out of whatever they're doing and almost disappear if they want to. I have a couple of friends who also did the same thing. They worked for different organizations that, you know, they don't want anything to do with anymore. They just kind of like
right.
backed out and and here they are. So that's kind of where a lot of these characters come from. In fact, it's funny watching you and Daryl together. It's kind of the same relationship that the two main characters have, which are Nick and Sal. They're bantering all the time, but there's an undercurrent always of mutual respect,
right?
But getting something done. And these two guys are exactly the same way. and that's I love that. I think that kind of bonding is always kind of fun, and I think that's something that you don't very often see in a lot of settings outside of rural areas like this.
That's true. You know, it's funny because when you become friends with somebody, they're the ones you pick on most.
Yeah, exactly.
Of course, I get accused of picking on liberals, but that's really not picking on anybody. That's just telling the truth. And, you know, if you can't handle the truth, I got news for you. Find another planet. I already live here, and I'm not leaving.
But the only other thing is that we're doing on this coming Saturday, and that was uh-huh. one of the things that I was talking to Lee about, mm-hmm. is we're having a kind of a look-alike party for the two main characters.
Okay.
And we're going to have it down in Bandon at Winter River Books, and we're looking for two guys that literally could be on the cover that look like these two characters.
Really?
Yeah, so it's going to have, you know, just have a party atmosphere. We'll do some stuff down there, have a little bit of music and stuff to eat.
So you have something in mind as to what these guys actually look like.
Oh, yeah, and they're based on the two characters that are in the book, yeah.
Right,
yeah.
So you're going to be
country boys,
observing people to see who basically fits the mental profile.
Mental profile, exactly.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah. It's going to be kind of different.
How do I shape up?
No, you and Daryl, you have the right spirit.
Oh, well, darn. Well, that's okay. You know, I've got a face made for radio, not book covers or anything else. So, But that sounds kind of interesting. That's this coming Saturday, right?
Yeah, this coming Saturday.
At Winter River Books down in Bandon. Yeah. And, of course, your book is on sale down there as well.
Yes, it is.
Yep. Now, the new one, when will that actually hit the stores?
The new one will come out in September.
September, okay. Yeah. So that's the third in the series.
Yeah, the second one just came out. Uh-huh. The first one came out in January. We're trying to get three out a year is the plan. And again, for the same reason, you get kids, get young adults. They're adult books, but mm-hmm. we stay away from dropping any serious cussing or anything like that. There's a touch of violence, but it's probably PG-13 at the worst.
Okay.
Yeah, because we wanted something that people could read and not feel uncomfortable giving to a kid to read.
Right. Yeah. Something that the family can read together.
Exactly.
Yeah. And you know, it's unfortunate. A lot of the books that have a lot of action that are mentally stimulating also have some of this other stuff that makes it inappropriate for the younger people.
It isn't necessary. I mean, if you look at some of the shows that were on television, and you rarely heard even the softest of cussing.
Right. Yeah.
And you get across. I mean, you get across the idea. You don't. You rely on people's imaginations and their own life experiences to fill in the blanks.
Exactly.
And you don't need to go for 200 or 300 or 400,000 words to get a story across and have fun.
Right.
These are in the 75, 80,000 word category, which is kind of like an old John D. MacDonald Travis McGee book.
Exactly.
And they're fun.
Yeah.
And they'll tease your brain. You have to have anybody come up and say, I figured that out before the end. So that's a good thing.
Well, see, that's one of the fun things about reading this type of novel is you always do try to anticipate.
Of course.
And to me, the thing that makes a book memorable is if the author can keep me off balance right until the end.
Yeah.
Because, you know, being a researcher, I'm always looking for angles.
Sure.
And quite honestly, you know, if I can figure out a book halfway through, I lose interest.
Oh, sure. So do I. And sometimes the plot, I've had my wife tell me, now where's it going? I don't tell her. You know, she reads it as I write it. She reads it.
Uh-huh.
And
Is she your proofreader?
Well, she's, yes.
Yeah.
She's my proofreader as well.
Yeah. So, yeah. You know, writing a novel is actually quite an undertaking.
Oh, it's fun.
It Well, the research you've got to put into it. Do you use like a storyboard to keep track of the characters and who's doing what to whom? And
I keep track of the characters on the computer, so this way, if I make sure that I've got the right spelling.
Right.
there'll be a character at the beginning, and the spelling of his name, Steph will come in and say, my wife, Steph will come in and say, it wasn't spelled that way before. Which way do you want it? Oh, geez.
Right.
I've had occasions where I've put somebody's business in two different places.
Oh,
things
right,
like that.
Yeah.
So that kind of stuff.
Yeah, just, it strikes me, I've never had any burning desire to write a novel, but I've looked at people who are writers, and the character development and then keeping those characters consistent throughout the book has got to be extremely difficult.
It's really tough. It really is tough. And I would imagine that people like Harlan Coben or some of the guys that write these massively popular, very big books, they must have a real nightmare on their hands because they're introducing 30, 40 characters in the book. And these are not like that. The two main characters and the chief of police. There's always a chief of police.
Well, you got to have an authority figure someplace.
Somewhere. Yeah. And these two guys are always getting themselves in trouble.
Sounds about normal.
Yeah, which is, again, they're good old country boys, and that's what they do. And they solve stuff, but they solve stuff in kind of a backhanded, roundabout way.
Well,
it's kind of fun.
That's what keeps it interesting.
I hope so.
We do need to take another short break here. When we come back, I'm going to kind of move on. Yep. Art, I thank you for being here, and I thank you for sharing this with us. I'm very much looking forward to reading your books.
Thank you, Jim.
And again, next Saturday, what time is that?
Noon to 4.
Noon to 4.
We got refreshments and everything.
Winter River Books in Bandon. Stop by. You can meet Art. You can talk to him. And get in on this contest. Who knows? Maybe you look like the hero.
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping.
You never know. I'll tell you what I'll do. Whoever you select as your hero, I will make the offer that they can come on a radio show. I'll introduce them to the
public. Oh, that would be terrific. They'd love it.
Right here from
the
Jim Bai Show.
Okay.
How's that?
That's terrific, Jim. I appreciate
it. So I thank you for coming on, and I'll look forward to reading your books, Art.
And even Daryl.
Well, I don't know if Daryl can read.
Only one word at a time.
Oh, okay.
That's how I write them.
You kind of sound them out a little bit, huh?
Phonics works for me.
Hooked on. I thought maybe Ebonics was more your style. Anyway, we're going to take a short break. I'll be right back.
Have you been looking for a good mechanic? At Tom's Bulldog Automotive, located on Highway 101 in the Bunker Hill area of Coos Bay, they offer dealer quality service and repairs at lower prices. They're locally owned and operated, so you get the personal attention you need. First, they listen to you, then they listen to your vehicle. Their ASE certified technicians perform only the services you ask for. No surprises. If you're looking for trustworthy, top-notch vehicle care, Tom's Bulldog Automotive is the place. They take a bite out of the high cost of vehicle repairs. Call them today at 541-269-0399.
Stop by Jim Vick Auto Sales in their new location on the corner of Virginia and Broadway in North Bend. You'll find just the right vehicle at just the right price. They've got a broad selection of quality inspected cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs in every price range. Jim Vick has been in the car business for over 40 years in this area and has served three generations of Bay Area residents. Give Jim a call at 541-808-2400. That's Jim Vick Auto Sales for your next vehicle.
If I can't save you money, I don't deserve your business.
Paid for by Stansbury & Associates Investment Research.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself.
You can find the video at www.endofamerica44.com. That's End of America, the number 44.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica44.com. That's End of America 44.com.
Coffee, please.
Phyllis, what's that spring in your step? Are you in love?
In love with Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic inserts. My feet feel fantastic.
What?
The Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic kiosk at Walmart. It measures and analyzes your feet, then recommends the Custom Fit Orthotic that's best for you.
Sounds expensive.
No way. They're a great deal.
Hey, get that guy his coffee. I'm off to Walmart.
Go to Walmart.com and search Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotics for a kiosk nearest you. Savings versus other custom orthotics insert brands sold at retail.
At Advance Auto Parts, our service commitment doesn't just apply at our stores. It stretches online to advanceautoparts.com. Find the right part for your car from our expanded selection of over 350,000 quality parts, all with detailed images and info, plus 24/7 live customer service. That's a service commitment you can depend on. Right now, save $20 on orders of $50 or more at advanceautoparts.com/drive. See site for details. Advance Auto Parts. Service is our best part.
Summertime itches from bug bites, sunburn, and poison ivy need fast relief. Try Gold Bond Maximum Relief Cream with two maximum strength medicines that cool and soothe pain and itch on contact. And for those everyday itches from rashes, dry skin, allergies, even recurring conditions, there's new Gold Bond Intensive Healing Cream with two medicines and seven moisturizers that work a full 24 hours. Remember, for a quick itch fix, get Maximum Relief Cream. And for long-lasting healing, pick up new Intensive Healing Cream, only from Gold Bond. Use as directed.
If you've never experienced gelling with Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles,
you've never walked all the way to work on top of cushy throw pillows,
or worked a jackhammer while standing in a field of beautiful daisies.
That's because gelling does more than change the way you feel. It changes your state of mind.
So I can teach my class
while enjoying the soft white sand under my feet.
Experience all-day outrageous comfort for yourself with Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. Are you gelling?
I'm glad I have feet.
We're back. It's the Jim Bice Show. There he is, Jim Bice.
Welcome back to the Jim Bice Show. Again, if you'd like to join the show, I'd love to hear from you. Call me at 541-267-2124. I'm going to move on here. Just in case you haven't heard over the past week, a picture of a man in boxer briefs in a, I guess, a rather happy state was sent to a young college woman in Washington. It was sent from Representative Anthony Weiner's Twitter account. Now, Weiner is the liberal Democrat from New York. Now, originally, Weiner said that somebody had hacked his account. Remember, this is an account that belongs to a United States congressman. But then he informed everybody that he hadn't reported the hack to the authorities. Now, if somebody had hacked his account as a U.S. congressman, I would think that he would be the first in line to report that to the FBI. But then come the good part, so to speak. Weiner couldn't say with any certitude, it's a tough word for me, that the picture isn't of him, or it hasn't been doctored, or something. I don't know what he was really trying to say. But an investigation by several groups that police the internet shows that there is absolutely no evidence of any hacking of Weiner's account, and now at least two other women have come forward indicating that Weiner sent them similar pictures in the past. Now, just this afternoon, breaking news, Weiner actually came forward and admitted that he lied. I know. A politician that lies. That's just unheard of. But he admitted that he lied and that he did indeed send the pictures. Okay? Now, that's the story so far. The thing that I find interesting about the whole story is that Democrats have been trying to downplay it, of course. And in the original story from Reuters News Service, it in essence gave the story as it is, except they neglected to mention Weiner's party affiliation. Now, if it had been a Republican that did the same thing, can you imagine the media circus that would have ensued? Can you imagine the demands that he resign And can you imagine people like Pelosi and Dick Durbin and Harry Reid and Barney Frank and all of the other liberal twits trampling each other to get in front of a TV camera to talk about how immoral and how awful and we can't have a person like this in the United States Congress. But we didn't hear a peep out of them now, did we? This is the problem, folks. This is exactly why I come on the air every week to talk with you. Our problem is not with the politicians per se. Politicians are what they are. They're self-serving, arrogant pieces of crap in general. They only have two jobs. First, to get elected. The second is to get reelected. Whatever happens in the interim is geared towards that second job. That's been true since the First Continental Congress. Politicians are what they are. The problem that we have in America today is not the politicians so much as the media and the political class. The media has taken sides. That is not the job of media. It's media's job to report to the folks what's going on. Just tell us what's happening. Don't tell us what to think. But they can't do that. In many cases, it's the media that leads the charge. Should never happen. The other problem is the political class, and this encompasses Republicans, Democrats, liberals, conservatives, whatever. It's us against them. It's the ordinary folks against the political class. And this is a prime example. If one of your child's school teachers had done something like Anthony Weiner did, wouldn't you be at the next school board meeting demanding that person resign or be fired? It has nothing to do with politics. It has to do with morality and the arrogance of the political class. Why would any political party support one of their members that did something like that unless the party itself was truly corrupt to the core? It's unconscionable. This is not how people live in the real world. But in politics, among the political classes inside the Washington Beltway, there's an anything-goes attitude. There is no such thing as morality. Lying and cheating and all sorts of sexual perversions and all of the things that you and I find to be, let's say, a very low character, all those things are totally acceptable there. And it isn't just Democrats. Republicans are just as bad. And right now we've got, I think we've got 8 people who have officially indicated they're going to be running for president against Barack Obama. And they all have two things in common. One thing they have in common is they're all Republicans, which doesn't really impress me a whole lot. But the other thing that you should be aware of and you should be paying attention to is every single one of them is part of the political class. The thing you need to ask yourself between now and November of 2012, when you've got to cast a vote, do we really want a member of the political class to be our president? Now, we've got all the talk of such and such is qualified or such and such is not qualified. When did that ever make any difference? Look at what we've got now. I mean, this guy wasn't qualified to do anything. He's never had a real job. And he became president. So that's irrelevant. Well, we need somebody with common sense, and we need somebody that's not tied to the media, that's not tied to the political class. We need somebody that can think outside the box. I mean, my God, look what's happening in Washington right now. The United States is on the verge of bankruptcy. And we've got Republicans and Democrats playing political games, playing one-upmanship. Hell, we don't even have a budget. The Democrats were in control. They had the House, they had the Senate, and they had the presidency. They couldn't pass a budget. Now we got Democrats in control of the presidency and the U.S. Senate. The Republicans got the House. They still can't pass a budget. They're playing games, folks, and they're playing games with your money and your livelihood and your life. And I don't know about you, but I've had enough. I will not vote for anybody that's a member of the political class. What's it gotten us? Let's see. $14.3 trillion in debt. Infringement of our civil rights everywhere you look. Undermining of our rights to own land and manage our own lives. Boy, that's been a real winner, hasn't it? Need to take another short break here. If you'd like to join the conversation, I want to know what you think about this. Are you in favor of the political class continuing to run this country? Or do you think maybe it's time some ordinary folks elected somebody with some common sense that was just another ordinary person like the rest of us? Give me a call, 541-267-2124. I'll be right back.
Need tires for your car, truck, RV, travel trailer, or ATV? Far West Tire Factory, located on Highway 101 just north of the Red Line Motel, has everything you need. They sell all the name brands you're familiar with. Michelin, BF Goodrich, Cooper, Goodyear, Firestone, Uniroyal, Goodrich, ProComp, and Dunlap, and the best bargain on the market today, Kelly Springfield Tires. They're a really good deal on a great tire. Far West Tire Factory also specializes in custom wheels, shocks, brakes, alignments, lube and oil filters, coolant and transmission flushes, and tune-ups. Far West Tire Factory is one of almost 200 locally owned and operated tire factory stores in the 10 western states, so they'll serve all of your automotive needs wherever you travel.
Don't you love really fresh seafood? Fish, clams, oysters, scallops, and chowder? Now it's available right in the heart of downtown Coos Bay. The Pyramid, located upstairs in the old City Hall building, is an upscale seafood restaurant serving the freshest seafood dinners every evening from 5 to 9 p.m. Of course, at the Pyramid, you can also enjoy your favorite adult beverage along with your dinner and dance to a live band on Saturday night. On Mondays, treat yourself to tacos for just $1 each, and Wednesdays are our special day for seasoned citizens. The Pyramid, the new option for fine dining and dancing in downtown Coos Bay. Enjoy fine dining at the Pyramid tonight. Are you one of those people who's been successful in life but believe others should not have the same opportunities you've had? Do you believe you're qualified to dictate to others how they should live? Do you want what you want regardless of what others may want, as long as you get what you want? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then we need you. CAVE, Citizens Against Virtually Everything, needs people like you to deprive young people an opportunity to work and live in our community. We need you to stop all progress and dictate exactly what type of businesses and jobs we will allow in the area. At CAVE, you'll be able to use misinformation and outright lies to obtain whatever you want, regardless of the impact on others. You'll become a valuable member of an elitist group dedicated to the Chicken Little philosophy of the sky is falling, and that virtually nothing is permissible if it leads to progress and benefits others. And remember, as a cave person, you'll be able to associate with other regressive and self-centered people to impose your will on others and demonstrate your arrogance to those foolish enough to listen. So take a moment to review your personal qualities to determine if you may be a cave person.
We're back. It's the Jim Bice Show. There he is, Jim Bice.
Welcome back to the Jim Bice Show. By the way, how's that hope and change working out for you? It's really working out well on the economy, isn't it? You know, last week they came out with the new jobs reports. Let's see. Unemployment was up. The housing market is continuing in free fall. The housing market is the worst it's been since World War II.
Still hoping for
change. Actually, no, I take that back. It's the worst it's been since the Great Depression. And it's going down, down, down. Boy, all that stimulus money, that $1 trillion of your money really helped, didn't it?
You think he'd have learned from FDR, the money he spent didn't help the Depression. Why would he think doing it over again would change the result?
Well, you got to remember, liberals don't learn from history. That's the difference
between
real people and liberals. You need to get your lobotomy, Daryl, so you can understand this.
Well, I thought I was on track. Remember a couple of weeks ago, I was almost on track there, but not close enough.
The thing is that the arrogance, and it isn't just the liberals, it's the whole political class. It's the whole political class. They have not learned after, you know, the United States has well over 200 years of history behind us. We've got 3,000 years of civilization in the world, and they haven't learned a damn thing. If something didn't work before a number of times, why do you think it would work now? The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different outcome. And the outcome is never different if you do the same things. And we're doing the same things now that have never, ever worked. Last month, employers in this country only hired 54,000 new workers. That's the fewest in 8 months, and the unemployment rate rose to 9.1%. I seem to remember Obama telling us, "Oh yeah, well you passed my stimulus package, you waste $1 trillion of your money, and I guarantee you the unemployment rate's not going to go over 8%." Do you think maybe he lied? The Labor Department report offered startling evidence that the U.S. economy is slowing, hampered by high gas prices and natural disasters in Japan that have hurt U.S. manufacturers. Now, here's another thing. I find this interesting. The media and the political class are telling us, oh, well, one of the problems that is holding back employment is all of these natural disasters. You know, we got the tsunami in Japan. We've got the tornadoes and flooding in the South and the Midwest. And that's what's holding things up. And yet, and this is where they assume you're stupid. So remember, I want you to keep this in mind at all times. The political class and the media think you are stupid. They truly believe that. They think you're stupid. Because if you remember, when George W. Bush got the unemployment rate down to 4.9%, they said, oh, well, the only reason that he managed to get the unemployment rate so low was because of all the rebuilding going on from Hurricane Katrina. So under Bush, natural disasters were a benefit to the unemployment numbers, but under Obama, natural disasters exacerbate unemployment numbers. Am I missing something here? Does this seem to be a conflict? Is there no consistency to what these people supposedly believe? Or is their belief based only in the moment and based only on what they see as a political advantage? I was just passed a note. I'm sorry. I referred to our president wrong again, referring back to our caller of a couple weeks ago.
It was brought to my attention by our youngest listener that I'm aware of.
Oh, it's O Butthead. That's spelled O' Butthead, since he's Irish, you know. He even went to Ireland to find out his roots, so it's O Butthead. But what's wrong with this picture, folks? Are we really that stupid? Do these people in their arrogance really believe that we are gullible enough to swallow this crap time and time and time again? I know there are some people out there, but they're called liberals. You can't help them anyway. You know, liberals are beyond help. They're just liberal. The manufacturing sector in this country, it's a key driver of our economic recovery, grew at its slowest pace in 20 months in May. Home prices are still falling and reached their lowest level since March of 2002. Higher gas prices have left less money for consumers to spend on other purchases. Well, golly. And average wages aren't even keeping up with inflation. But how can they say this when at the same time they're telling us, well, there is no inflation? We're going to continue this here after the top of the hour break. I'd like to hear from you what you think about the economy, where we're going, how it's affecting you. Give me a call, 541-267-2124. I'll be back in just about 3 minutes.
You're listening to the home of Laura.